It's been a long week for many of West Virginia's nearly 2 million residents. Their senior politician is now gone, and in addition to saying goodbye, they're also taking stock of what Senator Byrd meant to their state. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Erica Peterson reports.
People began lining up at the State House in Charleston beginning at 4 this morning to pay their respects to Senator Byrd. Even those too young to remember much of Byrd's time in the Senate realize his importance to West Virginia. Carmela Clark is 26 years old and sees Byrd's impact everywhere.
Look around and roads, buildings, infrastructure, like they say, they call it pork, but in West Virginia we call it needed infrastructure, because what would West Virginia have without Senator Byrd?
One of the many areas that benefited from his appropriations was his hometown of Sophia. Sergeant Mark Larkin serves on the Sophia Police Department. He says he patrols a stretch of road named after the senator every day, and that he's never heard criticism of Byrd in town.
It's nothing but great things about him. Their hearts are saddened, and then they remember the great things he's done for just the town of Sophia. Everything he's done, nothing but good things about him. He's going to be missed.
Many in this crowd knew Byrd personally, or felt as though they did. Sally Love says he was famous for making friends wherever he went.
When you walked down the street with him, there was not a single soul on the street that he wouldn't stop and speak to and begin a conversation with. And I thought it was going to take us an hour to get one block.
People sometimes use colorful adjectives to describe politicians. But today, a number of mourners, including Shirley Blake, said they actually loved Senator Byrd. She brought her grandson to the service, even though neither had personally met the man before. Shirley Blake had corresponded with Byrd over the years and often got personal notes penned on the bottom of form letters.
And I'll never forget the scripture. I do know he was a devout Christian, and he said, "I will lift mine eyes unto the hill whence cometh my help." And he told me, he said, "I want you to always remember that."
Before President Obama gave his eulogy, former President Bill Clinton addressed the crowd from the Capitol steps. Outside the barricades and around the corner, a smaller group of 24 gathered. These were the people who came too late to get into the service. Under a shady tree, Charles Littell Hall holds up a handheld radio so mourners could hear the speeches. Hall says he has known Byrd since he was a teenager and worked on many of his campaigns.
We're making the best of it here, listening to the radio and catching as much of it as we're able to catch.
Byrd always saw himself as West Virginia's protector and never forgot his roots or the people of his home state. Those paying tribute to him today say they're not sure what they'll do now that he's gone. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Charleston, West Virginia.